Magic 102.1, the People Station, as we continue to salute the history makers. We want to say today's special guest, Judge Kenneth Michael Holt, right here from the Houston area, a graduate from my alma mater, Texas Southern University. When you hear the word judge, you just automatically think respect. But you know what? I want to take this interview to a whole different level. Let's go back to the beginning, like 9 years old, Kenneth Michael Holt. Being a judge or just being in law, period, was that something you wanted to do?
9 years old? Let's see if I can. That would have been about 1957.
Okay,
so
okay.
I would not have had this in my vision. I might have been looking. I very well might have been looking at one of the first editions of Perry Mason and kind of forming the idea that I wanted to be an attorney.
Okay.
But a judge, that was not on the screen or in the distant horizon.
Well, you was in that same ballpark, though, 11 Perry Mason now.
Well, but I just wanted to win the cases. I didn't really want to be the guy who had little or nothing to say in the courtroom. Judges don't have very much to say, and I wanted to talk up and speak up and be heard.
So how did you become a judge?
Actually, it goes back to a good friend of mine by the name of, he was a justice of the peace here in Houston. Actually, he was the second. You might recall, if you know a little bit of the history, that mm-hmm. we had the first justices of the peace carved out mm-hmm. in what is called Precinct 7.
Precinct 7.
We had two. Mm-hmm. We had John Peavy mm-hmm. was one of the first.
Okay.
And then Alice Bonner, I believe, and Surrey Davis competed for that second slot.
Right, right.
I was Surrey Davis's, one of his campaign persons and managers, let's say, even as a young man. And, of course, he died in office. And I then had this vision of being of replacing him, of
okay.
being a justice of the peace.
Oh, man.
And so that was the beginning in my mind of mm-hmm. Possibility, not really possibility, but the thought of being a judicial officer.
And I can definitely say that you go back to, like I said, my dad, he's up in heaven now, but he pastored like 40 years, and he was mm-hmm. always involved mm-hmm. in politics, which made us get involved in politics. I remember, you know, at the age of 9, you know, making a little campaign signs and, you know,
yes.
got paid $10. That was a lot of money for me, man.
Yes. 9 years
old.
I had the and that's see, you're doing something now in your own ministry in a different way,
right.
But the point is that it does catch.
We're talking to Judge Kenneth Michael Holt right here in the Houston area. I have to ask you this. Been a lot of negative things in the news concerning our black men, especially when it comes to the way they treat their family. Could we get maybe your take on that?
When I came on the bench here, on the federal bench 26 years ago, mm-hmm. one of my colleagues asked me, because of some things that happened in a particular case, she mm-hmm. said, "Why are you so angry?" And I had to deal with that. I could not give her an answer, but I think that the answer lies in the fact that as black men, we have not really come into full citizenship in our own minds. And even if we are there in our minds, the reality does not fit the vision or the dream that we had of what manhood is. And so we have this struggle with anger that does not necessarily rest in other ethnicities. I think it's a challenge for us to recognize it. It is a chore for us to embrace and to deal with, and then do it in a way that other young men can see that we are not simply overcome or permitting anger to reside and resonate in our lives. And so what we're seeing is, and in many instances, are young men who are angry, as most black men grow up starting out to be, because they recognize, at least internally, that there is some block or something that's going to prevent or stall their growth. They see that and intuitively experience it, but they're not able to transition from that intuition where it is resident to a point where they are matured in the manhood experience. And so I don't know that I can. There is no silver bullet solution.
Exactly.
What we have to do is keep putting one foot in front of the other as examples of how we can overcome that.
Judge Kenneth Michael Holt, God bless you, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, our magic listeners.